Hey, it's me. I'm back again after a hiatus of several months here at the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. I am, of course, your host, Robert Jeschonek, USA Today best-selling author of science fiction, fantasy, crime fiction, all kind of stuff. And here I am. So great to talk to you again. I'm glad that we could reconvene, and that's it for this edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, it is good to be back. I'm glad that I had an opportunity to sit down and be somewhat inspired, at least inspired enough to talk to you and get you caught up a little bit. Basically, I've been hard at work on a rebuilding year. That's what this year has been. 2022 has been a rebuilding year for me as a writer. I've been spending a lot of time working on content and developing things that have not seen immediate publication, things that have not seen the light of day yet. But I am most hopeful that they will see it sometime soon. This happens sometimes in the life of a writer. And you authors out there, I know you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just get caught up in a sequence of events in which you have very little control over the release date of your work. In fact, unless you're publishing it yourself in an indie publishing capacity, right, which is a great way to go. That's how I do a lot of my stuff. But unless you do that, you have very limited control over when your work will be published. As you know, you could write a story and turn it into an editor at a market, a magazine, or a website, or whatever, and you don't know when that thing's going to be published. It could be published in 6 months, or unless you're told specifically in your contract up front, this story will appear in such and such a book, which will be released on such and such a date. But often that's not the case. Often you just are winging it. You send out your material and you're told that it will probably be published somewhere down the line. And you have a contract to prove it. You get maybe even get paid, though often you don't get paid until, you know, publication has happened. But, you know, it can go on for quite some time. And I have several projects right now that are in that very state. And they're all projects that I either generated or completed in 2022. So now we play what's called the waiting game. And that's fine, because I think when these things do finally see the light of day, I think it'll be a great thing and I'll have some really wonderful things to talk about. And I can't wait to discuss them with you, give you more information. But in the meantime, I can't really do that because they're still in a state of limbo. And I wish I could talk more, but I can't talk about those things. There are at least three right now that come to mind, and maybe even a few more than those. And it's, like I said, it can be difficult, especially if you don't already have your expectations set correctly. As a writer, going into this world of writing, if you don't know, well, this can happen, and you just think, I've sold this story. This is so exciting. I can't wait to tell everybody about it. I can't wait to spread the word far and wide. And it's, you know, you get very excited, very jazzed up, and then it just doesn't happen for a long time. It can be difficult. So, you know, it's good to know as a writer that these things happen. It's part of your life. But that's what this year has been about for me, but not entirely. I've also written some things that have been published, and there have been some really, really wonderful things that have happened. For example, I collaborated on a book with Annie Reed, who is one of my best writer friends and a really wonderful writer. And we wrote a space opera for the Heroines of Space Opera story bundle that was released in September of this year. And it was a smash hit bundle, really a great set of books. And we're going to do the same thing in 2023 because that was such a success. But Annie and I both worked together on this book. It was the first time we had ever co-authored something. It's called Gray Lady Rising. And it was just so much fun working with her on this project. And it was so educational. I know other writers who are not crazy about collaboration and do not speak highly of it, but I suspect they just didn't collaborate with Annie or somebody like her. And maybe they didn't have a great experience, but I did. And it was really helpful to me from a craft standpoint, not just to push myself to see how, you know, effectively I could write with somebody else, but also to learn from somebody else who has a different style, which Annie has a very different style from mine, and to learn some of the things that she does and incorporate some of those into my own work. So it was a really great experience. And that book, Gray Lady Rising, came out as part of that bundle earlier this year, but now it has just recently been released far and wide, and you can now purchase copies of it in ebook form or in paperback form. So I urge you to go out and get it, because there will be more stories about these characters, these particular characters in this space opera. It's an exciting story. It's sort of like Firefly, sort of like set in a kind of a Western style thing, but with suits of armor and, you know, two characters who are like the main characters, the primary protagonist of the story. And they're both a little bit further along in life than maybe your typical heroes. Maybe not quite as old as like Indiana Jones these days, but they're a little bit further along, and they have a little bit more experience, a little bit more wisdom about life, and so they have a slightly different point of view when they enter an unknown situation or a dangerous situation or whatever. And it was exciting to write these characters, and I know you're going to love this series. And starting off right now, you can get in on the ground floor with Gray Lady Rising. I hope you pick it up. But that's one of the projects that I did this year, or worked on this year, and I was really, really into it, and it went pretty well. I'm real happy with it. I also worked on some stories for Ahoy Comics, which I think came out really well. And let's see, what else here? I'm going flipping through my date book. A couple of short stories, a couple of pitches. These things all have to... Oh, the Glosser Brothers Holiday Tales book, which came out around Christmas time this year, and it was a smash hit. It's available in paperback and hardback editions right now, and I urge you to score yourself a copy if you like holiday tales or stories about classic department stores, because this is a really great book. It's 500 pages of stories about this Glosser Brothers department store, which was based in the Johnstown, Pennsylvania, downtown area, and it no longer exists, but it lives on in people's memories. And it was just a well-loved place. It was a place I loved to go to with my grandparents and my parents. Really good memories about it, and I wrote a bunch of stories about it over the years, and I combined them all into one book. So I did that, and then there are more stories. Plank, I as in A-Y-E, I comma Plank. That was a story that I also wrote this year. It came out as part of the Uncollected Anthology series, which is also something that Annie works on a lot. She's one of the main architects of that particular project, and I've worked with that group before, and I really love doing it. I hope to do so again in 2023. But I did do one story for them called I Plank and released it. It's a story about pirates told from the point of view of the plank on a pirate ship. Of course, that's the kind of thing I write. But I had a lot of fun with it, and it's out there, and you can go score yourself a copy. That story will also be part of a big project that I'm working on right now, and it's something I can talk about, even though it has not been released yet. I'm doing a collection of 100 of my short stories, and it's called 100th Power. And 100th Power will be released as part of a Kickstarter campaign launching on January 17th at 9 a.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time. I hope you'll keep an eye open for it. and seek out the pre-launch page when it goes up. It's not quite up yet, or might be by the time you hear this podcast. So look for it on Kickstarter. Keep an eye open for it because it'll be huge. The 100 stories are 100 of my favorite stories that I've written, and they're all collected into 3 big volumes. I tried to put them all into one, and I might still include a single volume that has everything in it if I can figure out a way to do it in a reasonable way, in an affordable way for backers as part of this campaign. But in the meantime, the set of 100 stories is included in 3 volumes, so you'll be able to get them as, actually a single ebook volume, or as 3 volumes of a paperback and 3 volumes of a hardback book. So I hope you'll check it out, because they're going to be these books are going to be really, really well done, really well put together. I've got them already assembled, except for a couple little pieces here and there. And they're going to have some great introductions in them. I've just negotiated the creation of the introductions with 3 wonderful authors, Ramsey Campbell, who is a horror and suspense author, and author of many other things as well, based in the UK. And I've worked with him on a number of story bundles and had some really great experiences with him. So he's going to do the introduction to one of the books, one of the volumes. Also, Ron Collins, who is another wonderful author. He's a science fiction fantasy author. He can actually write like any genre. He's a great guy as well. He's writing the introduction to one of the volumes. And Dean Wesley Smith, who is a mentor of mine, and as you know, a leading light in the indie writing community, and has written like more than just about anybody you could think of who's currently alive and walking the planet Earth. He's amazing, and he's agreed to write an introduction for one of the volumes as well. So we have some great writers contributing introductions to these books. I've got some great cover artwork in the mix. I just saw a rough version of the main cover artwork that's going to be adapted and used for the 3 different books, and it looks really, really great. I'm really happy with it. So make sure you tune in for this awesome Kickstarter campaign. Again, it's going to start January 17th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It's called 100th Power, 100th Power. So check it out, okay? Be sure to check it out. I'm working to pull it all together right now, which is a lot of work. And, I'm not going to lie, it's stressful. These things are always stressful, but they're worth it in the end, because it enables you to reach a new audience with your work, and to do new things and to challenge yourself and to create, products that are challenging and exciting to the audience, and that can then continue to be implemented throughout the years in different ways, and can have other ancillary benefits that you don't even think about off the bat. So look for that. And I've got a couple of other things going on. In fact, there's a novel project that I'm working on, and I don't want to talk too much about it, because I never, ever like to talk too much about things that are in progress. It's just not something that I prefer to do. But this is, it's a really exciting project for me. It's something I had put off for many years. It was always on the back burner, and finally some folks talked me into getting it going, and I'm, 18,000 words into this, and I'm really having a great time with it. It's something I haven't done forever, a type of book that I haven't done forever. It is fiction, and I'm loving it, and I hope to talk more about it in future editions of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. But for now, suffice it to say that this project is moving forward, though I had to pause it in December for various reasons, not all of which involve writing. There have been some other crazy things happening in my world, which have made life interesting for my family and I. That's what happens, right? We used to call them life roles in this game that Dean Smith and some other folks, Lauren Coleman, Christine Catherine Rush, used to conduct at these workshops I attended in the past. And they would call it a life role when something happened in the life of the writer that had an impact on the writing in some way. And so, yeah, I've had some life roles lately that have been challenging. And so, you know, December has been kind of a slow month productivity-wise, as was October for other reasons. But, you know, that happens. And I guess this is, you know, if you're looking for a takeaway from this podcast today, I would say that would be something to keep in mind. For one thing, remember that all authors have fallow periods, slow periods. Sometimes it's a creative necessity. Sometimes it's born of the need for research and recalibration, right? You can't just keep pushing harder and harder every day and never slowing down and never taking a break, never relaxing the writing muscles. I mean, you at some point have to recharge. It's just how it works. You know, you're a human. You're not a perfected creature from another realm who can just spin and spin and work and function without rest or recalibration in an eternal period of time. So, you know, keep in mind that all writers have those kind of periods. All writers have rebuilding times. As I said, this year has been a rebuilding time. If you looked at my, you know, productivity for the year, you might say, well, no, you're pretty good, you're decently productive. For someone also working a day job, I should add, it was not like a million word year, but, you know, it was okay. I got some words on the page, did a lot of work, and hopefully some of that will come to fruition in the not too distant future. I hope, I really do, because it's some great stuff. You know, we all have these rebuilding times, and there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, you need to embrace that and just see it as part of the flow of life and not be too hard on yourself. I think that's maybe the biggest takeaway of all here, is to not be too hard on yourself as a writer. And that could be really difficult, believe me. And I'm speaking as someone who is eternally hard on myself about my work. I am never easy on myself. It's just my nature. Very type A. Very determined to succeed. Whether or not that ever happens in every way that I expect or hope for, I don't know. But, you know, I'm always very determined to make the most of my opportunities. And I don't like it when I have a slowdown or a fallow period or a rebuilding year. I want to just push and push and push harder and harder all the time and, you know, have lots and lots of productivity and get the work out there. But, you know, it doesn't always happen. And you have to remember not to be too hard on yourself when it happens. Don't beat yourself up because, you know, you're the only self that you have. And the truth of the matter is you're no different than any other human being who writes. It might seem when you see others and are aware of their productivity and their success levels, that they are doing more work than you or are more effective than you, more productive, etc. But, you know, that's not always the case. It might just be that their circumstances are different and that they're therefore enabled to do more. And you know, it just might look one way from the outside looking in compared to how it looks from the inside. So that's all my sort of, you know, windy way of saying just go with the flow and do the best you can with your work. I think it's the best message to take away. That's what I'm going to try to take away from 2022 as I roll into 2023 with ever-increasing expectations. I certainly hope I produce more in this coming year, more books, more stories, more of everything that involves the written word. But, you know, who knows? I don't know what the year will bring. But I'm hoping for the best. And I hope you'll do the same. So I know this is actually being recorded a day early. This is December 30th. Though that's, you know, really stretching it a little bit because actually I'm recording it after midnight on, the 29th. So, it's technically the 30th, but to me it feels like it's just the 29th. So it's a little bit early for the old, New Year's Eve, look back and look forward. But I wanted to do one more podcast for the year because I haven't done one for quite a few months. I don't know if I'm going to talk about resolutions in this one. I don't know if I'm going to do resolutions this year at all. I might just keep rolling forward, do the best I can, hope for the best. But of course, there are things that I want to accomplish, and I'm sure you're the same way, and I hope that we all have the kind of productivity and success that we crave. And I'll definitely try to do some more of these podcasts when I get the opportunity. I want to do some more that involve something that is near and dear to my heart, which is exercise and staying fit and staying active while having a career, whether it's your primary or secondary career, that involves long periods of sitting in a chair and typing on a keyboard. So, I know we did a little of that in the last podcast where I was out on a bike trail riding, and I think that was really fun, and I want to do that again. But, I also would like to do something while running and working out in a gym and that sort of stuff because it's so important, man. I cannot overemphasize how important it is and how much of a help it can be to you mentally and creatively. You might be like spinning in a circle, trying to think where you're going to go next with your story or your book. And then you just break away. You go out for a run or a walk or a swim or a ride or whatever. And you just look away from the target for a little bit. It's a Zen type of thing, like a Zen Buddhist kind of thing in which, you're better able to hit the target if you look away from it, stop thinking about it, stop trying so hard, and then you get an answer. It'll come to you. You relax the muscle, you relax the machine, and the answer came. And that's a pretty cool thing. I love doing that. And that's something I want to talk more about in the new year. So anyway, I'm glad you tuned in for the latest edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. This is it for the year. Thanks again for joining me for all the editions. I hope you go back and check out some of the past episodes because they're all on, all on file in the archives at anchor.fm on, through the Anchor website. So check them out and remember to support Anchor. It's a great organization, great setup. And also, I hope you'll seek out my newsletter, which is always fun. I put it out maybe once a month, so it's not like a major inconvenience, but it always has great information about my work and other things that I enjoy writing about. So I hope you check that out. You just go to newsletter.blastoffbooks.net, newsletter.blastoffbooks.net. Also, hope you'll check out my website at bobscribe.com. bobscribe.com, and check me out on Facebook. Just look up my name on Facebook, or look up my reading group, which is Robert's Readers, which is a great group where you can find free versions of my work that you can read and enjoy, and you can socialize with some of the other members. It's a lot of fun. And I guess that's it for this edition. So thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you have a great New Year's holiday and a great 2023. And remember, whatever it is that you enjoy doing most creatively, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, please keep doing it. If you're a writer, keep writing. If you're an artist, keep arting. If you're a musician, keep playing. Whatever it takes, whatever you love the most, do it. Bring your work into the world because life is short and the world needs more art and less horror and pain and conformity and craziness. The world needs more good craziness, less bad craziness. So get your art out there, whatever it is you do. And I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for being a part of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast.